Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ann Hirsch. And now we're having a wonderful time with the Christina Liu Show. But just to reiterate again, there are two ladies this morning. Jeff Stone with the opioid crisis, which really is a crisis. And people don't pay attention. And I'm not knocking doctors. Yeah. I mean, sometimes instead of giving you 5 or 10 pills, they give you 100. And after you take 100 four times a day, it's like, I'd like some more.
Yeah.
And then Reason to Smile. But Reason to Smile is very funny because Reason to Smile is, what was her name?
Donna
is involved in Kenya. China is the biggest supporter of Kenya, believe it or not. Kenya is indebted to China to 70% of their income.
Believe
really? They've lent them that much money. They're the largest creditor of Kenya. Why, I have no idea. What comes out of Kenya that China wants? But it's the truth. Kenya is a 70% creditor. Kenya is a 70%. 70%.
Wow.
70% creditor to Kenya.
Significant amount.
Yeah.
Does this have anything? No way. No, I don't even have the... Wait a minute. I have to say this? You're sure I have to say this? This has something to do... 70% of... That had anything to do with Christina's birth.
Oh, I like the build-up, Anne. That was
great.
You did good.
It's 70 days. I don't know where the time flies.
It is coming because
until
I've already
birthday.
Been picking
oh,
my
yes,
theme.
Oh, yes, yes, yeah. We're going to see the birds coming out, and it's going to be warmer because it's going to be April.
Oh, I like that. It's like a Disney movie. I like it. I'm into
yes.
It.
It's in her. It's amazing.
That's it? Only 70? That's
only,
it.
I think it's around the corner.
Month,
yes,
yes,
that's right.
It's constant celebration.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes.
I remember.
70 days. Well, I know it's coming soon because I've been like, you know, planning. The Jews have been planning with what kind of theme I'm doing, you know, so it's very, you know.
What do you have in mind?
I think I'm narrowing it down to one of my favorite shows on Bravo, Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, you like the Vanderpumps?
I love it. I like live for Vanderpump Rules. It is one of my favorite and all my friends. So
now, what's the guy that's an alcoholic? I watched it the other night with my wife. Just a little bit.
I mean, they all have a little bit of problems. It's kind of what makes it so great.
And they all got mad at him. They were picking on him, and he walked off the stage. Whatever. Oh. I don't know anything about anybody.
James Kennedy. You're probably talking about the DJ. Is he British?
I don't know. He didn't say too much. Is blondish hair?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's James Kennedy.
Well, and my wife watches the New Jerseys.
Love it.
I think that's the only one. But then she kind of falls asleep whenever. Oh, and the boat.
Oh, Below Deck. Oh, my God. Please. That's what I would love to do. Charter a yacht. Dreams.
I swear
I'm
to
a
God.
Big Bravo. I'm a big Bravo fan.
That's it. And she goes to bed to Bravo.
Yeah,
because
it's
she falls asleep.
That's
she puts
right.
it on.
That's,
yeah. You know, maybe twice a week we go to bed together. Usually I stay up later because I can't. It's too early for me to go. And she gets up earlier than I do. And that's it. And TV's there, and she sits on her side.
Yep.
And those ladies, they're nuts.
Yeah.
That and the best thing is, like, Ryan here is the engineer. And I turn around and I tell Ann, Ryan's crazy. But you're watching the show. Don't tell him.
It's like, that's what it is. They don't care about anything for the ratings. But, yes, I watch it all. I love
but
it
But they're popular, obviously.
It's
However
wonderful.
They started them.
It's just great. It's great TV.
It's great TV.
It is. It's a great distraction.
Theater
but
at its best.
Neither here nor there. The Pioneer Newsletter. As we said, you know, there's going to be that cardiologist article. We have a little plug about the radio show and about downloading the app. There's this great thing I found that I put in. It's 10 tips for different New Year's Eve resolutions for older adults.
Oh, okay.
So that'll be in there and just kind of things you can do in the new year. We have a blurb about Project Warmth, which we've had on our radio program, which is the United Way of Long Island program, which is wonderful. An amazing thing that happened this year, there was a 95-year-old PI member, Eleanor Abrams, who is from the Roslyn area. She actually is an artist, and she suffered a recent loss recently, and she, you know, was doing work with our PI nurse, and they arranged with Nancy Mizrahi, the director of Senior Citizen Affairs. They all collaborated with the library and were able to do a show. So she had a little art
nice.
Show there, and she was really exciting. And she does her art is so beautiful because it's a lot of third world country work she does, and a common theme is ending violence against women. It's like very progressive, beautiful things that she does. So 95 years old. I believe she might have just turned 96. So it's just really great. We also have an article Otto sent in about Project Independence advisory committees, because we're always trying to get new members and really stress the importance of it. And I know you've gone to Great Neck. And we always say, you know, you could say as much as you want or as little as you want in these things, but it's really a great place to express concerns and to get information, because regardless if we have the information or not, we're going to always steer you in the right direction. So it's a great place to kind of get connected to the community. So that's in there. We also have an article about participating in activities you enjoy more than just fun and games. You know, we're always stressing how important it is to be active and have an active lifestyle. I mean, just the benefits physically and mentally. I know our little swimmer over here, Miss Anne, is always an advocate for these things too. So there's a whole list of different things you can do and just the benefits of maintaining an active lifestyle. You know, no one's saying you need to be running, you know, miles upon miles, but there's little things that you really can do that you would be so surprised of the benefits of it. We have also decluttering tips for seniors, which from the fabulous Barbara Feldman, who I believe is coming on shortly.
I was with her the other night, and she told me she'll be on soon.
Definitely coming up in the next coming weeks, mm-hmm. which we always say we love. So she has 10 tips about what you can do. So that's in there. And then the back, I had put some just the statistics we talked about earlier, a blurb about our Romeos, and rebuilding together. So it's really a jam-packed issue.
Good.
You know, I try to make the theme really just, you know, happy, healthy. It's a new decade. So that's what we're wishing for everyone, to kind of maintain a happy and healthy lifestyle. So please stay tuned for that. It should be landing, hopefully, beginning of February, mid-February. If you do not receive it, please call 311 or 869-6311, because I will make sure your name is on the list if you are not, so we'll figure that out.
Yeah, if you have been receiving it, don't. If you don't get one in general, call to put your name on the list. Because I wasn't getting it for like 2 years.
Yeah.
But I never put my name on the list for whatever reason.
Yeah,
and now I get it.
Because it's we try to update, obviously, you know, we can't do it every year as much as we would wish. But when we are able to, we find all the people who just turned 60 and above and mail it out. But in the meantime, we always ask that people, you know, please call. And then it's a quick, easy way for me to add you in the meantime before the list gets re-updated.
There have been some changes on people who run the recreation program. We have a new commissioner, I understand.
Yes, the Parks Department.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Will that have any major or minor effects on any of us as far as the change that went on?
No. And there's probably going to be more programming, frankly, because now Yes We Can has a new executive director, which is really wonderful. They've been trying to fill that position, and she's had a lot of work. We're actually setting up, I'm meeting with her on Monday.
Oh, really?
And her background is a lot of recreational programs, specifically with seniors from, I think she was in Queens, she might have been in. But so that should be, I really think that, you know, the right people are in place and things are going to be absolutely wonderful.
Will we be hearing her on the radio?
Yes, I'm going to, because I want to talk to her on Monday. I want to work to schedule them, because we already booked for March. Now I'm going to have to start booking them in for April.
Some names I got to get to you.
Yeah, give them a hand.
I know,
It's really great because people have been giving me stuff. Exciting stuff. I want to remind people to please check out, we did one last month, and then this month we're doing, next month, February 4th, 10 Warning Signs of Alzheimer's Disease.
Oh,
other one was really well attended over at Glenn G. Martin Park, and this is a follow-up. Come and learn the 10 warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, hear from people who have the disease, and find out how to recognize different signs, which is really important. Listen, nobody wants to talk about these things, but it's really important to be educated and to just know the signs and what to do. So that is February 4th from 2:30 to 3:30 over at Clinton G. Martin Park. So please register for that because I know it fills up very quick. And February 19th, we're going to have the Cornell Cooperative Extension is going to be providing a chat, Heart Healthy Nuts. So you always hear the benefit of these things about eating nuts, and I enjoy that too. So it's really good. I would like to know what they say are the specific nuts that are good for your heart, because February is Heart Health Month. So and of course, all of our social groups are meeting. Our exercise classes are going to kick off February 24th. So you can call to register. I mean, we have total fitness, line dancing, Zumba, Tai Chi, yoga. It's really great, whatever class, and it's all different locations. Some are filled up. They are all completely free. Call 311 or 869-6311 to register for that, because that should be good. Next week is the State of the Town.
All right, absolutely.
Which is really great. That's going to be over at Harbor Links. You can go to hear the speech totally for free. They have a little section. So the speech itself is at, I believe, 1 p.m.
1 o'clock.
Yeah, so that's at the clubhouse at Harbor Links. Or obviously, if you are interested in being part of the luncheon, it's $40.
And but what day is
this? Is Friday.
Friday.
So John and I will be doing the show and then ending early and running over to the State of the Town. So it should be quite the
day. Do you need to register?
And not to hear the speech. No.
So you can just show up.
You can just show up. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and they have like a bunch of chairs. And it's really, I recommend people check it out because that's, I look forward to it myself. You know, she'll discuss all the accomplishments of 2019 and what's to come in 2020. The supervisor will be on our radio show the first Friday in March. I believe it's March 6th. So she will also be recapping that. So check that out. And
so
for any information.
The 31st of January?
Yep, next Friday.
Next Friday.
Call 311 or 869-6311 for any of this information.
And just quickly, who is next week again?
We have next week we have laughter, yoga, and fall prevention.
Perfect. Okay. And that's it. We had a great show, honestly, and I want to thank you so much, Christina, for everything. It always works out perfect. And for everybody listening, have a wonderful, wonderful, safe weekend. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.